You're listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast with Angela Henderson, episode 160. Hey there, you're listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast. My name is Angela Henderson, and on this show, we talk about improving your business, life, or both by having amazing and rich conversations with brilliant guests who will inspire you and who will give you tips and tricks to help you grow both in life and in business. Well, hey there, amazing human, and welcome back to another awesome episode of the Business and Life Conversations podcast. I'm your host, Ange, from Angela Henderson Consulting, where I'm an international award-winning business consultant and coach who has helped thousands of amazing women business owners get all the pieces in place to have consistent 4- and 5-figure months, and then on to 6- and 7+ figure years without burning out in the process. Today is just a solo episode, just you and I hanging out, super fun, super informative, super important episode, because I'm going to share with you one reminder that could help you increase profit in your business every single day, making in your world every day a payday. Now, you might think you know the answer. You might be thinking that what you need every single day is a shit hot offer in order to increase profit in your business, but that isn't just it. You might be thinking now, Ange, have you lost your mind? I've been told multiple times that the offer is where it's at. So what do you mean I don't need a shit hot offer? It's a bit of a tongue twister, isn't it? Let me explain. I agree you do need a shit hot offer. Your offer needs to sparkle. It needs to snap, crackle, and pop. But a shit hot offer where you're providing value to your customers is only one part of the chance that you're going to have sales every single day, that you're going to increase profit every single day. The other part that people forget on a regular basis is that you must sell to your audience. So the number one reminder for you to increase profit in your business is to remind you that selling is your job. Repeat after me. Selling is your job. There is no getting around it. If you want to run your business, selling is your job. If you were working in a 9-to-5 and if you weren't meeting a requirement of your job, you'd be better believe it. You'd be pulled into your boss's office for a chat. There would be consequences. You potentially could lose your job. The only difference when you run your own business is that there is no boss. You are, in fact, the boss. So instead, the consequences look more like dwindling leads, low sales, and a failing business. No one wants that. Look, I know that selling doesn't come naturally to maybe you or a lot of people you know, but you're probably making it bigger, harder, and even scarier in your mind than what it needs to be. Talk about what you love in your business and how you can help your customers. Make it clear how people can work with you. Make it easy to buy. Then ask for the sale every day. Let me repeat, ask for the sale every freaking day. Why? Because selling is your job. But also, if someone has willingly followed your business on social media, signed up to your email list, decided to browse on your website, guess what? They want you to tell them how you can solve their problems, how they can work with you, and where to book or purchase from you. So many people believe selling is a sleazy thing, but they forget that people are looking for what you have to offer. They are looking for solutions to make their life better. And it is your job to make it crystal clear on how they can get access to that program, product, or service. I've had a lot of feedback as a business owner over the 11 years of being in business, but never once have I ever received a feedback that goes, Ange, can you stop trying to sell to me? Never. It's easy to forget that only a small percentage of our audience will read a single email or see a single social media post. Even fewer will browse our website and remember what we do and how we can help them is what they're needing. So if you want to make your business a success, you're going to have to get out there and sell every damn day. Why? Because you only get what you ask for. So many times I've heard women in business say, what if people don't want what I have to offer? They're afraid that putting themselves out there will end in rejection. Or some women even are afraid that spending time and energy on sales will be nothing but crickets. So instead of selling their services or products in a clear and direct way, they hum and hoo and stumble around, never really asking for the sale. I see women actually apologizing for selling. I see women not include calls to action on social media posts or emails on how they can take the next step for people to work with them. I never see some of these women promoting their offers or services. They don't put any effort into any marketing activities. But here's the thing, you only get what you ask for. If you don't promote what you have to offer, you almost are guaranteeing you'll get the outcome you're so scared of. And yes, it might feel hard and uncomfortable to sell, at least to start with, but it will also feel hard and uncomfortable when you have to close your business because you aren't making the sales you need to stay open. It's better to be told no than not to ask at all. So instead of thinking about what the risk is or think about what you could gain from putting yourself out there and asking for the sale every damn day, just do it. Just do it. Because remember, selling is your job. Now, if selling doesn't come easy to you and you don't want to go back to your 9-to-5 job because you don't want to have to lock up, you know, shop with your business because you've been too afraid to ask for the sale, I'm hosting a live masterclass next week on June 22nd and June 23rd. Yes, there will be replays where I'm going to show you how to inject more profit into your online business every day, making every day a payday using my 3-step framework without needing to launch, do challenges, or pretend not to sell. In the masterclass, I'm going to share with you the number one thing you must change now to increase profit in your business. I'm also going to share why women in business struggle to increase their profits and what you can do right now to overcome what's holding you back. In the Master Live Masterclass, I'm also going to talk about the difference between being busy and being productive and how to focus your energy and time on what will get you the results. I'm also going to share with you the 3S framework I use and teach to help business owners create profit and how to apply this to your own business directly. And lastly, I'm going to end with 4 small words that will radically change your mindset, your marketing, and your business, and have you confidently bringing in leads and cash that you need. Spots for this mastermind are limited, and you can secure your spot by heading to tinyurl.com/profitangelahenderson. Again, head to the tinyurl.com/profitangelahenderson. I've created 2 live session times to ensure that you get a time that works best for your family and your business. I'll also be sure to include these links in the show notes, which can be found at angelahenderson.com.au, and just click on podcast episode 160. Remember this daily reminder. Write it down on sticky notes and post it everywhere. It's your job to sell. Here's your success, and have an awesome day no matter where you are in the world. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast with Angela Henderson. www.angelahenderson.com.au